Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
The world of sports has gone stark raving mad. Have you noticed? This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. All you have to do is scroll down any sports website to begin head shaking. From a publicity-seeking loudmouth father to suspensions that are turning pro football into a game of gladiators, to a world power being banned from the Winter Olympics, to the coaching carousel spinning at dizzying speeds. LeVar Ball is the nutty dad of Lonzo Ball, the first pick of the Los Angeles Lakers last June. Lonzo's younger brother, LiAngelo, who followed him to UCLA, and two teammates got caught shoplifting at a swanky Chinese mall when the Bruins were in Shanghai to open the season against Georgia Tech. When UCLA correctly suspended the three kleptos indefinitely upon returning home, LeVar Ball threatened to pull his son out of school and negotiate a minor league pro contract for him, even though pundits are saying Jello isn't even a good college basketball player as of yet. If UCLA now says he can stay and play, well, that's clearly impossible for obvious reasons. Rob Gronkowski was suspended after a senseless personal foul hit in the Patriots-Bills game Sunday. Then Monday night, it looked like the Lions versus the Christians in the Steelers-Bengals game with cheap shots and taunting that resulted in two more suspensions of one game each. This kind of behavior has reached an all-time high in a league supposedly out to curb violence. The International Olympic Committee, itself considered one of the most corrupt organizations in all of sports, has banned Russia from competing in the Winter Games in February for a systematic violation of the rules of doping in 2014. But Russian athletes can still participate under the Olympic flag. Huh? And college football coaches are jumping jobs after only 1 year at their previous schools. Others are moving within the same conference, and rivals in the same division of the same league are trying to hire away each other's coaches. Doesn't the Southeastern Conference have any rules about such a thing? The Oregon coach is going to Tallahassee after only one season with the Ducks because Texas A&M got Jimbo Fisher to finally leave Florida State after he flirted with different schools each year. The SEC has now made 43 coaching hires since Nick Saban started at Alabama in 2007, and Tennessee will soon make it 44. And all of this is called organized sports. You have to wonder. This is Archansky. See ya.